Now, I want to touch on some of these great things that we have here, because there are great things that we have in this particular chapter. And first of all, will you note verse 1? Verse 1 now, chapter 19 of Isaiah, the burden of Egypt, that is the judgment of Egypt. Behold, the Lord rideth upon a swift cloud, and shall come into Egypt, and the idols of Egypt shall be moved at his presence, and the heart of Egypt shall melt in the midst of it. Now, the chief target of God's condemnation and charge against Egypt was idolatry. We'll pick this up again when we get to Ezekiel, because another one of the most remarkable prophecies is in Ezekiel, where God said that every idol would disappear from Egypt. And Egypt had as many idols as Babylon did. Babylon was the fountainhead of idolatry, but Egypt certainly made its contribution. And I think that Paul's statement in Romans 1, 21 through 23, probably fits Egypt more than any other nation. Will you notice this? Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations. Their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like the corruptible man and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Now, history bears testimony to the fact that Egypt was originally monotheistic, that is, they worshipped one God. But they gradually lapsed into the basest sort of idolatry, where every creature under heaven was worshipped. The bull, the frog, the scarab, or the bug, the fish, and all sorts of birds. And when Moses was ready to deliver Egypt, God had to carry on a warfare, which he was glad to do. I call it the Battle of the Gods, when Moses brought down the plagues upon Egypt. Now, each one of those plagues was directed against one of the idols of Egypt. And the Lord Jehovah struck at all forms of idolatry in Egypt, all the way from the sun in the heavens to the Nile River and to the frogs and the lice that were in the land. Now he comes down again in a cloud like a chariot to destroy the idols of Egypt. And it's interesting to know that idolatry has long since disappeared from that land, though the people dwell in the ignorance and superstition of the Muslim religion. And I've been over there twice, and I tell you, there's no darkness like the darkness in the land of Egypt, and this has been fulfilled literally.